traffic began to back up on the eastbound lanes of Interstate 10. State troopers had positioned their vehicles to funnel traffic into one lane at a checkpoint. The pickup slowed down. All they could see were brake lights, and the man in the wife-beater t-shirt glanced around nice and easy. His gaze shifted to the troopers, who stopped each car and checked their trunks. He tried to decide whether to continue forward or pull out of line as another car pulled in behind him. Sam, wearing sunglasses, glanced over at him as he picked up a cell phone and hit speed dial. In the Chrysler, Jack brought Sam's cell phone up to his ear as the man's voice spoke. "Change in plans. Take exit 82A, then get back on at 82B. "How do I know she's still alive?" Jack asked. The line went dead. When the pickup rolled to a stop at the checkpoint, a state trooper leaned in and glanced at the man, then Sam. Sam looked over as the trooper waved them through. Jack's cell rang. Caught off guard, he reached for it and answered. "Jack?" "Sam, where are you?" "Jack, just do what they say." "I love you," he said. "I love you too, Jack."
"Tell me later," he said. Then the line went dead.
Jack recovered his composure, looked up at the 82A exit sign, and accelerated. The Chrysler flew past a parked cruiser as the state trooper looked up from his radar gun, just in time to catch a glimpse of the Chrysler as it cut across traffic and slid into the right lane, barely making the off-ramp. The gun was flashing 100 miles per hour. Seconds later, the Chrysler continued to weave in and out of traffic through downtown Deming. Horns blared, and pedestrians scattered as it sliced through cross traffic. Jack blew through another red light. Cars crashed. He stayed calm, glancing in his rear view at the intersection behind him. Engine roaring, he continued to pass and weave around the stunned drivers. He swung the Chrysler into the opposite lane to get around slower moving traffic, shot through another red light, then glanced in the rear view at the car he just missed colliding with. Overtaking slower traffic, Jack sped back up the eastbound 82B on-ramp. He bypassed the checkpoint, then wiped his forehead with his arm. He mumbled "shit" under his breath and smiled. Jack was amazed he could smile at anything at this point, but he did. His grin faltered a bit as he glanced down at Sam's cell phone. Something caught his attention ahead. Sirens wailing. A sea of flashing lights fastly approaching in the westbound lanes. Jack didn't blink as three cruisers shot past, going the opposite direction. Sam's cell rang again. Jack answered it. The man's voice was very agitated and getting edgy.
"What the hell was that? Are you fucking crazy?"
"Just trying to stay focused. What was I supposed to do?" Jack said. There was a long pause, then the man finally answered.
"You've just blown the one thing you had going in your favor. It won't be long before they'll be coming after you."
Jack said nothing as the man continued.
"Your only chance is to outrun them before they catch up with you."
"This shit is crazy. Who the fuck are you?" Jack shouted. "And where is Sam? This is bullshit."
"It's not bullshit if you want to see her again."
After a pause, he added,
"All right then. No hard feelings. Don't stop until you get to Gallup. Understand? Your number one priority is to get there by 3 o'clock.
If you touch her, I'll kill you."
"No faith in our newfound friendship, Jack?"
Enough, Jack thought. He hung up, reached over, and turned the radio on. The Black Keys' "Weight of Love" began to blare from the surrounds. A thumping bass built as a police helicopter rose in silhouette, its rotors strobing in the sunlight. Inside, the pilot keyed his mic.
"All units, be advised. Air Unit 5 is in pursuit of a late-model black Chrysler. Suspect is believed to be heading eastbound on Interstate 10.
Up ahead, the man and Sam watched a cruiser as it roared past them, Sam's sunglasses reflecting the flashing lights on the cruiser as a second cruiser dropped in behind it. The police helicopter flashed overhead, thumping its way down the interstate, closing in on the Chrysler. Jack pushed the vehicle toward 100 miles per hour, blowing through traffic.